This is JIS News. Coming up, $5 million MOU to boost employment of at-risk youth, agriculture and fisheries critical to nation's growth agenda, and National Youth Service launches graduate work experience program. The details after the break.
Farmers, exporters, did you know it's your responsibility to ensure safe food is available for local and international consumption? Yes. And the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has embarked on a program to show you how to guarantee this. The Ministry's program will train and educate farmers, exporters, and consumers in the production, distribution and consumption of safe, sanitary, wholesome and properly labeled foods. To get more information, call the ministry at 977-5921 or visit moa.gov.jm. So while we grow what we eat and eat what we grow, remember, food safety is everybody's responsibility.
Now the news. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting has signed a $5 million Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Jamaica Public Service Company, JPSCO, for the employment of at-risk youth. Under the MOU, the Light and Power Company will employ 20 persons from Citizen Security and Justice Program CSJP communities for a period of 6 months. The youth, who have received vocational skills training from the Heart Trust NTA through CSJP, will complete internship at JPSCO. Speaking at the signing ceremony Thursday, Minister Bunting commended the company for the investment, which he notes will assist the government's crime-fighting efforts.
Looking at youth who may have been exposed in their communities to gang violence, exposed to attempts to recruit them into a criminal lifestyle or into criminal gangs, and by engaging them in these sorts of on-the-job internship programs, what we're doing is, or what we intend to do, is to prevent that epidemic of violence from infecting these young people.
Minister Bunting is urging more companies to get involved in similar initiatives, which are central to the ministry's Unite for Change crime prevention campaign. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark says the sector continues to play an important role and is a critical plank in the nation's agenda for sustainable growth and development. He says despite a decline in several traditional areas, such as sugarcane and banana over the years, the ministry is committed to resuscitate, transform and expand the sector and make it more sustainable.
The ministry's resolve is to position the sector in order to achieve higher levels of growth, which will contribute to increased GDP, employment, and rural development.
Mr. Clark was addressing members of the Diplomatic Corps on Wednesday as part of activities to mark Diplomatic Week 2014. The National Youth Service, NYS, has officially launched its Graduate Work Experience Program, GWEP. The program aims to boost the employability of inexperienced graduates seeking to enter the labor force.
It's not going to be easy, but if we all work together understanding what is crucial, crime will be reduced. You'll also see a more productive work sector. You'll also see a set of young persons who get back a pep in their step about being motivated about their country. Because at the end of the day, whether we want to believe it or not, for young people to want to live here, do business and raise families, they're going to have an income to do it.
Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna, she was addressing the launch of the program Thursday. The Graduate Work Experience program was piloted November last year and is designed to provide work experience for graduates aged 17 to 24 years. And Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley is again calling on more private sector companies to sponsor community sports programs and development projects. She made the call Wednesday as manufacturing company Surge Island Dairies pledged $20 million in sponsorship for inter-primary and prep school track and field championships.
I want to challenge other companies to follow Surge Island's lead and make grassroots investments in Jamaica. In doing so, you are both making a direct investment in Jamaica and also showing your belief that this country has a bright and glorious future.
Surge Island's sponsorship will also fund sports days at 50 primary schools. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.